Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up!
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is. Yes.
You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is your city, your municipality still fluoridating the water? Well, it's only a matter of time that they're going to quit doing it. But why? Because they recognized how toxic fluoride is? No! Because they're running out of money! And that's the story here as we kick off today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don Naylor producing the show there. Thank you, Don.
I feel like I should get a cape or something, the way you keep calling me Super Don.
You're a superhero to me. You just are. What can I do?
Here I come to save the day.
Some amazing things for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Appreciate it very much. So looking to save money, more places decide to stop fluoridating the water. See, they want to argue, and this is out of the New York Times, that the communities are not doing it for scientific reasons because we've got to have fluoride in them. But we just don't have the money to spend the hundreds of thousands to millions depending on the municipality. And, you know, this is the way the empire ends. It's not that they don't want to be an empire. It's not that they don't want fluoride. It's that they run out of money. And, of course, this ties in with a lot of things happening in the news and in on the ground, the Occupy protests as such. I've been talking a lot about that with Liam Sheff as well. And You've actually experienced one of the Occupy protests recently as well.
I did. It was actually rather exciting that here in Medford, Oregon, they had an Occupy event just down the street from where I live here at one of the central parks in the city. And showed up. It was the first time I'd had a chance to make connections and hook up with the local Ron Paul people here in town, which was a great thing. And, you know, had a few hundred people show up. This is the first of many events that they're going to have. But it was very interesting to go around and listen and talk to the various different people that had different types of political persuasions and ideologies. And
it's forcing them to come together, isn't it? Interesting. It's like a mishmash. Everybody's coming together, going, "Dude, something's up."
And it is. And I think the country right now is going through an identity crisis because everybody's coming out of the woodwork and they all have different ideas and different passions and different philosophies about how things should be and how to get there. And what I'm seeing happen here is people are trying and successfully, I think, in a lot of ways, of trying to find where the common ground is, and I'm experiencing a lot of interesting interactions with people where you have people that are going with the old and busted kind of thinking where it's like, okay, well, that guy over there, he wants universal health care. Now, he also wants to end the Fed.
Yeah.
But I can't agree with that guy because he wants universal health care. So he's bad, and I can't stand with
really,
that guy.
Really, Don, is there a guy that wants universal health care and to end the Fed?
Believe it or not, there are people that want that.
Wow.
And so what we're seeing is people are attempting to try and find common ground. I saw a video yesterday of Ron Paul
uh-huh.
and Ralph Nader, both on Judge Napolitano's show, Freedom Watch. And the two people you would probably never expect to sit there and agree on things were actually sitting there talking about ending the Fed and, you know, about, you know, the gold standard and things of that nature. Now, they disagreed on you know, Obamacare. But it was an interesting thing to see the two of those guys come together and talk about finding common ground and creating a coalition for a common purpose. And I think that is where the strength of this Occupy movement is going to come from, where
yeah.
people, you know, from left and right can actually find something to come together on. And I'll tell you what, the establishment's worst nightmare.
They're trying to figure out a way in to co-opt it, of course.
But I'll tell you, their worst nightmare would be that unholy alliance yes. of the left and the right coming together and working together on a common cause. Because at the end of the day, you know, I may not agree with this guy over here on abortion or gay marriage or flag burning or, you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
But if we both agree that we need to do things like get the corruption out of government, get the collusion between the corporations and government out of there.
Yeah.
That if we accomplish that, it's okay that we don't agree on whether abortion is okay. Or whether, you know, these other social issues, we can debate those things later.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Don, I talked yesterday on yesterday's program with Liam about this because he went to one of the Occupy events as well. And he said, you know, there's a number of people that are just lost in the idea that we can reform government and we could just get the good people in there. If we could get in there, we could change it. And, you know, forgetting that absolute power corrupts absolutely concept. And right. as opposed to reducing the scope and influence of government so that freedom is, you know, more of the agenda. And, of course, bringing government more local, whether it be the state level or local level, and reduce the size of the central or federal government. And some of these people just don't get it. They don't understand yet. And we know there's always going to be that. But then Liam said he had some success with some of the people that were starting to understand it and get it. So the opportunity for teaching there, you know, at the same time, there's outrage and anger. Sometimes they're going to be open to a voice that says, here's some reason and sanity in all of this. Can you look past your agenda, for instance, for universal health care? Because the person that wants universal health care and the Fed doesn't perhaps realize that the Fed and fiat money is the only way you can provide, albeit short term, because it'll eventually bankrupt us, this so-called universal disease management model that they're clamoring for.
Right. No, and he's right. I mean, I experienced the same thing where you had people that were up there and, you know, standing in the crowd. And there were one of the guys from the local Ron Paul group here was up there talking about Ron Paul. And, you know, I was kind of mingling around and I could hear people saying, yeah, you know, yeah, that Ron Paul guy's not so bad. You know, and these people were sitting there. Some of them had like a Che Guevara T-shirt on, and the other guys had like the dreadlocks and the legalized marijuana signs and stuff and everything. So it was very interesting to see people attempting to try and come together on common issues, yet having their own differences of opinion on certain things. So it was a very good experience.
Let me ask you, was there a lot or any indication of like violent confrontations? Typically, you hear the left shout down the right shout down the left. I mean, was there a sense of, and I've gotten some of this, that there's a sense of an openness to dialogue and actually, well, I want to hear this guy. I want to hear that gal. What's your perspective firsthand?
I would say about 95% of it was really cool, people just sharing ideas. You did have that element of people that wanted to get into heated arguments over differences of opinion. But for the most part, it was just people out there expressing their anger and their frustration with how government had affected their lives.
Yeah.
And overall, it was a really good experience, and it gave me some hope that – this movement will be more than just what the media is trying to portray sure. it to be,
yeah.
which is a bunch of loser, hippie, homeless people that are just out there protesting because they just want to protest, or that they are some faction of some socialist agenda and undermining of, you know, the process, trying to turn us into Venezuela or something,
right.
you know, which I don't believe. I mean, that that part of it is there. But I think even if that's how it started, which a lot of people say, if you go to the website, the Occupy website, that they have the, here's their list of agenda and you know what it is that they're trying to accomplish. Maybe that's how it started, but I don't see that as what it's becoming.
Right.
Because
right.
I think what they did is they were that initial spark that caused this to happen, and now we're starting to see people coming out of the woodwork that have these different reasons for being there.
Yeah.
Honestly, do I think America is going to accept socialism? Never. It would never happen. And so I think these people, which are, the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and stuff that are out there trying to say, oh, you can't be out there because if you are, you're supporting socialism. No.
Or Herman Cain, right? Presidential candidate Herman Cain, former Fed Reserve chief in the Kansas City department, so to speak, also saying that they're a bunch of,
No, and that's what they want to do. They want to try and discredit it. And I think, even if that is the reason, the initial reason why this started, I think what we're seeing is an evolution of the people that are out there and the reason why they're there.
Yeah.
And I think that...
See, not only are you a super producer, but you're a roving reporter. You got out amongst the people.
I do what I can. It's been a long time, Robert, since I've gotten involved at a local level because we talk about things social.
Since the Perot campaign, and I ask about this out there. Where is the where is the money of a Perot? Getting behind someone like Ron Paul, which would make a big difference. Although there's so much money being raised, relatively speaking, from a lot of individuals. If he raises eight, it's like $80 million for Romney because he's very efficient. Although they're spending more money, he's come out with his plan to reduce the budget deficit and the whole gap, and it's pretty radical compared to any other candidate, which we knew it would be. But radical is often right. Ronald Reagan once said that. I think it's better to be radical and right than milquetoast and wrong.
Yeah. Well, and it's like I was talking about the interview that Napolitano did with Ron Paul and Ralph Nader, two people that have been labeled as being radical. But it's interesting to see how the radical opinions and views, quote radical, are now becoming more mainstream. You're starting to see people like Romney and Cain and Perry and Bachman and Gingrich are now starting to warm up to what was considered a radical view at one time, now is becoming the buzzword.
Right, right.
And what it is they're talking about.
Speaking of radical, Don, good old Sam from Missouri, who carries the Robert Scott Bell Show, gave us a call, and he said, very nice man. Constructive criticism, Robert. He was very concerned that people might not understand some of the evolution of the show a little bit. With our investigative journalist and radical in his own right, Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, adding some really interesting elements because, sometimes when I think about the absurdities of the mainstream thought forms, whether it be in medicine or whether it be in economics or politics, we can't always get on these opposing viewpoints because 9 out of 10 or 99 out of 100, they refuse to come on and discuss this because they only want to go on shows that agree with them. And I don't think people understand this. And I thought, the creative element, and I love creativity. I love imagination. And what about comedy? What about, pointing out absurdities through improvisation? So some of these interviews that we've had recently, Sam was concerned that somebody might think that they were, real people or something, like the dog we interviewed. No, not the dog we interviewed, I guess. But
well, no, look, I understand what Sam's saying. And he does have a point that, if people thought that the skit or the improvised a bit that Liam did was actually real, that they might then look at some of the other things that we talk about and think that perhaps those might not be real.
Where do we fit? The super producer, Don, parody and satire. How do we ingratiate and expand? Obviously, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Is a challenge. There's no doubt. Listen, we joke about this. I've not been at a loss for words when I joke. I don't know what I'm going to talk. There's always something. But to me, it's very exciting and creative to introduce some of these new elements where we can actually point out these absurdities in a fun, new, and interesting way, in addition to all the things I've been doing for so many years. I mean, you got to keep going and growing through these things. So, yeah, I understand what Sam's saying, but I've enjoyed the ability to just laugh and let loose and show these absurdities in a new way.
Well, and I have to say, Liam has definitely added an element that we haven't had before on the show, and it's been absolutely outrageous. I mean, you know, not just with the fun, you know, parts with the voices and the impersonations and things and stuff, but, you know, being able to elevate the conversation to different levels that we haven't been able to do in the past. And so, you know, I think it has added definitely a lot to what it is that we've been doing. But again, Sam, we appreciate the phone call, and we do understand the point that you're making. And I suppose maybe we could just say that, you know, from time to time, there may be, a part of the show that we may put in there in order to make a point.
Right.
And
make a point, we will.
See, yes, I can only do Yoda. I mean, and I get a few others every once in a while. But
you do.
It's fun. It's so much fun to let loose on this. And, you know, a lot of times we'll come back in from the break and say, was that real? You know, we'll ask the question. Tell me if I'm wrong, Don. I just think the average listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show is way, way sharper than that they would miss it. Of course, in the old media talk radio, I think they could probably be duped by Phil Hendry, who has a man of a million voices. I mean,
is a master. I've worked with him on several occasions, and he is definitely a master at what he does. But again, you know, I mean, if we look at it that way, when Phil Hendry does what he does it in order to make a point.
Yeah.
Whether there's always an underlying message that he's trying to put out there, something that's going on in the news, something that's controversial, and he will make those points through humor. And we're doing basically the same thing. So I suppose really the way to resolve this is to say that on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we will never do anything to deceive you or to lie to you. But there may be times when we may have some kind of a mock interview or something like that, done in humor, just to try and drive the point home, the underlying, the issue, the honest truth that we're trying to get out there in order to help you understand what's going on.
And if we do it so well that somebody doesn't know it's a kind of a put on satire, I guess we gotta like maybe do worse improv, something that's too obvious. I don't know.
Well,
I like
if we're convincing people and they're believing it, then I guess it's we're doing funny. A really good job at what we're doing. Right?
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, Sam, thank you for chiming in. 866-939-BELL. If you have questions, comments, anything like that. Of course, you know, I joked yesterday about Janet. She always calls up and said, don't talk when you have Dr. Gonzalez and Dr. Batar on there. And I joke with them. They love it. They think it's funny, too.
We love Janet, and we understand. You know, we love Dr. Nick. We love, Dr. Batar and all the people that we have on. Frank King. And so we do want to hear as much as we can from them, but at the same time, it is the Robert Scott Bell Show, and so we do have to include you in there as well. So
well, gee, thanks, Don, for keep me involved in the show. I really appreciate it.
We'll let you participate, Robert.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll be back with more powerful healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What else is in the news? We're going to find out together. And, of course, 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. If you will, put your email address in there and get your daily updates. And thanks also to Prepper Podcast Network at prepperpodcast.com for airing the show every day as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, as much as I try to get through a show and be calm and relaxed and just laid back Robert Scott Bell, a story pops up like this. The American Academy of Pediatrics, a group of doctors that have never met a vaccine or a drug they didn't like and didn't want to give to little children, are now saying there's not enough Ritalin going around into the kids and pumping through their bloodstreams. We need to go down in age, right? It was initially 6 to 12. Then they said, well, no, let's go 6 to 18. Now, according to their new DSM guy, they call it the Bible of Psychiatry, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, DSM. They want to give this thing to 4- and 5-year-old children. Oh, my. You know, the kids that should be bouncing around with energy, all kids should be. 4- and 5-year-olds now, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Don, can we decommission the American Academy of Pediatrics before they destroy one more child? This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't. You read something like this and you think, all right, why? How? First of all, I'm not a doctor, but how can you diagnose a 4-year-old with ADHD? Have you ever met a 4-year-old that will sit in a chair quietly and read a book?
They're all
over the place. I've seen 4-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, kids are kids, and you have to let them be kids.
We're redefining.
They don't want to sit still. Look, when I was a kid, I was the class clown. Now, did that mean that I had ADHD?
Absolutely, you did. You had it times 10. Right. Come on, man.
I should have been on drugs.
It should have been drugged. They should have drugged. This is basically what they're saying is the definition of childhood from 4 years old and on is if you're a kid, you need a drug. You need Ritalin. You need something that will hyperstimulate your brain so it shuts down.
Yeah, I don't know. For whatever reason, they've decided now that we can diagnose kids as young as 4, preschoolers. We can diagnose them with ADHD and throw them on drugs.
And this is up in Canada, where you think that they would have a little bit more sense than us. I don't know why I say that. I mean, it's cold up there. Maybe you get some more sense because you're just so cold in the winter anyway. But no, they're like emphasizing that we really need to get down to the 4-year-olds and pump them full of these drugs. This Diagnostic and Statistical Manual is very dangerous, the DSM. And these studies that they're – I mean, can we – you know what we could do? We could tell – somehow mandate. I'm not into mandates, you know, but when it comes to this stuff, if they're going to mandate practically that kids get on these drugs, Don, why can't we mandate the AAP? All the members of the AAP have to sit down in a theater. We'll lock them in, or we'll man the doors in case they set fire to themselves or something. We get them out, but we'll lock them in and we'll make them watch Generation RX by Kevin Miller. Why not?
Yeah.
Don't they know?
Absolute chilling documentary. I remember when I first saw that. Just absolutely amazing what's going on out there with the kids and how they're being drugged and how easy it is for parents to be bamboozled by the establishment into thinking that this is the right thing to do or that they have no choice. that this they have no choice. That they have to allow their children to be drugged because the government says so, because the doctors say so, because the schools say so. It's amazing thing to watch.
I think the problem is these children are just way too curious. They're kind of growing up and asking questions that the adults don't want them to ask. And you know, they admit in younger children the medications can cause a decrease in, guess what, curiosity. Isn't that, you know, what you don't you want your, I got two kids, you got kids, wouldn't you want them to be curious about the world they live in? And rather, well, let's shut them down. Let's dampen their expressive ability, stop them from questioning before it becomes problematic for us old people. This is Orwellian on Canadian steroids at this point.
Have you ever seen a kid on Ritalin before?
Oh, of course.
It's
like it reminds.
Not only does it cause them to lose quite often an enormous amount of weight, they have a lack of appetite. You know, yeah. Because it's a stimulant, it's going to have the normal effects that a stimulant would have. But it really does turn them into zombies. They just obviously somebody, you know, when a doctor looks at somebody and they think that they need to be treated for ADHD, it's because they're too active.
Yes.
And so, you know, they want to try to counteract that. And what they do is they basically just suck the life out of the kid
Your kid has an unfair advantage over the rest of the kids because your kid's too healthy, got too much energy. So what
too much curiosity.
We'll drug him down.
Too much communication.
We can't have that.
Too much creativity. We've got to try and take that out of the kid because they're hard to deal with.
Well, we got to drug them down to the mediocrity phase. But the mediocrity phase, of course, do you want your kid to be mediocre? Is that what we're arguing? I think Sparky agrees with me.
Yeah. Got the dogs in the studio. It's been good for the most part.
You and Michael Savage, you with the dogs in the studio. What's up with that?
Yes. This is Teddy. Let me tell you what Teddy had to eat today.
Well, Teddy hopefully is not on Ritalin. I don't think he would do that because Savage knows better than to drug these kids, much less these animals. I mean, he wrote a book on nutrition for kids as well. So I got to give Savage his props on this issue. He's right on there. And you're not going to drug your doggy any more than you're going to drug your kids with this stuff.
No, I just stick them in a cage.
Yeah, well, that's reasonable. Yeah.
That kind of works with kids, too. Wait a minute. I didn't say that.
Certainly, I've never been there.
Let's dump that out. I don't want anybody to hear that.
No, I think all the parents now are going, yeah, I feel your pain. I know. I've been there. I've wanted to do that. You know,
I had five kids at one time, okay? I know what it's like to have kids at a very young age. I mean, they're all basically they're 1 to 2 years apart from each other. And so there was a time when I had kids that were, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12. Okay? So I know what it's like to have kids that are full of energy and that are just running around and stuff. You know, would it be easier to say, okay, you know what? These kids are nuts. They're crazy. They have trouble focusing and paying attention.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we must drug these kids because they're hard to deal with. And I know that there are some cases where it's extreme. And I'm sure that, you know, if we look at what's causing that, there are nutritional issues, vaccination issues, you know, environmental toxicity issues.
You know, you really brought up a very important point here, Don. I'm glad you did, because there's another story about environmental toxicity, and it relates to perfume, right? And you're thinking, well, what does this have to do with kids? Well, if you ever been around anybody who's environmentally sensitive, of course, adults know it, and they can trigger even anaphylactic shocks, if you will, which is very dangerous. But the kids are also hypersensitive to these things, but they may show it in different ways, including hyperactivity or other disorders. But now, you know, we've been covering the whole pink ribbon, Susan G. Komen for Race for the Cut. They call it the cure. Right. And they're actually raising money through. They'll put a pink ribbon on anything that'll bring them money, including things that cause cancer. And
amazingly enough,
yeah, this story out of the UK talks about it. And so here's how big this organization is. I mean, they're in Great Britain. The pink ribbons are everywhere. And they're talking about, you know, promise me perfume. Promise me perfume is going to fix all of these women. And they disavow any knowledge of the fact that these perfumes are actually toxic and carcinogenic. I mean, how, you know,
buy this perfume to support the fight against breast cancer, but whoops, the perfume just might cause cancer.
I don't think we were hard enough on them, Don. I mean, if some people said, oh, you're being too hard on the Komen pink stuff, it's like, no, we weren't being hard enough on them because they'll take money from anywhere. They are cancer industry whores. And I can't say that any more directly.
Let's put a pink ribbon on anything in order to, you know, and I have trouble believing that there was not some agenda there to try and adopt the pink ribbon campaign to sell more perfume. I mean, you know, there's some capitalism involved in this.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, they might as well put a pink ribbon on a pack of Marlboros.
Yeah.
You know, and say, well, you know, support breast cancer by buying these cigarettes, but the cigarettes also cause cancer. Mm. You know, it's the same thing. They picked, obviously, a bad product here to try and use to promote their campaign.
Among many, we've talked about this, the GMO ingredient remedies. They might as well just put it on pesticides and GMO foods. Pink ribbon, raise awareness. Listen, a rival cancer charity is the one that what do they call it, drop dime or turn on? Turned them in. It's like, hey, breast cancer action, we're over here, we're not getting any attention here, we can't do pink ribbons because we're different. And so they basically tested it and said, hey, this could be a carcinogen. So it was it motivated for the right reason? I don't know, except it was partly motivated because, hey, we want some of that charity money, send it to us. Look at sure. So they start turning on themselves, on each other. This is interesting when the charities start going after each other for these things. Contains a number of chemicals of concern that are not listed on the ingredients, according to that rival group there. And so this person let them know about it, and it's like no response. It's just like, oh, no, don't bother us. You know, you're the small kid on the block. We don't even have to pay attention to you, you little charity. The pink ribbon domination continues.
Yes, it does. Very interesting. And, you know, I'm noticing in the news that there are you're seeing it more and more where people are starting to question the pink ribbon thing.
I think it's
gotten way out of control. And obviously, and we've talked about this, and you and Liam have really done a great job talking about this, that, you know, there definitely is a much better route to go if you want to try and battle breast cancer.
Yeah.
Pink ribbons and pink everything and pink hats and gloves and dancing people videos is not the way to go, because it's, you know, this is not doing anything for breast cancer other than promoting a way of fighting breast cancer that is in a lot of ways barbaric.
No, it's worse than that. It's promoting breast cancer itself, right? As we've talked about awareness. We're promoting awareness. No, you're promoting breast cancer. Okay.
And these people are well-intentioned. You know, I mean, their intentions are good. They just don't understand. It's just
the road to breast cancer is paved with pink ribbon good intentions.
Intentions,
yeah,
yes.
That's what we got. All right, we're going to do it differently here. We're going to take a break. Don, Super Don, thank you for being with me and kicking it off today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got stories about 9 redundant body parts. Yeah, useless, redundant. I love this. I talked about this for years. I can't believe somebody came out and said, we don't really need these things. So that'll be some of what we do, and other surprises coming your way on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Thank you for being here. Lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
I'll have some shocking news next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. About Ron Paul. It's actually not shocking about Ron Paul, about his presentation or proposal regarding budgetary cuts and changes, but somebody in talk radio that would never, ever applaud Ron Paul suddenly did, and you will, oh, it's an amazing thing. Anyway, stay tuned for that. Listen, I was just thinking about where to go. I've got some news stories on, including the nine, I think, or so body parts that now they claim are redundant. God goofed again. This is a lovely thing, the modern medicine. These arrogant, men doctors, do the women do this as well? Women would say, hey, man, do you really need that prostate? Well, that's another story. We'll get to that. I talk with people all the time. You don't hear some of the things that I do off the air. Of course, how could you? I mean, I don't have my show on 24/7. Thank goodness. I get some downtime, although a lot of times with the downtime that I have, I'll often talk to folks out there that are in need of help. You know, quietly, I'm not going to name any names in this unless somebody says, yes, you can tell my name on the air and go public about my story. But I had a few calls recently. I thought at least one of them, maybe two or so, would warrant a mention here. And one was, I talked to the wife of a Vietnam veteran, and he was calling with needing assistance because he can't taste or smell anything. He's had chronic sinusitis, sinus congestion, and chronic polyps. The polyps would grow, this tissue. He would keep going in to the VA and getting the polyps removed. They would grow back. And he didn't have, you know, any other option that he knew. And his wife took him, like a good wife, to, hey, let's try something natural. Let's go to a health food store. And the health food store, believe it or not, they said, hey, try the silver hydrosol. You've heard about me talking about that from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And he did try it. Although, according to his wife, I didn't talk to him directly. Hopefully, I'll get to, but she's a very nice lady. She said that he tried it, and it was wonderful in that he could breathe out of his nose and, for the first time in years, could smell and taste. She said, my husband loves food. It's so sad to because he can't taste any food. And he could taste food. They were at, you know, they had a weekend away, and there were family and friends, and it was a wonderful thing. Although, she said when he took the silver, the way that the store evidently said here, spray it into your nose, which is a, you know, good idea if you need it there to put it there. But he also said he felt very ill. He felt like mildly sick. He felt like he had like a flu. mild flu-like symptoms, kind of a little queasy and such. And each time he took it over the weekend, he also had that sensation. And she was worried about, is this a side effect of silver? What is going on here? And she wasn't panicking, but she says, you know, it was like a mixed bag because he was so happy he could taste and smell. Yet at the same time, he felt kind of queasy and flu-like symptoms. Now, those of you who are practitioners, healthcare providers in the audience know what's going on here. You already know. And indeed, that's the case of where I'm going. Those in the lay audience, the Robert Scott Bell Show, and there are many more of you, of course, as we know more laypersons than healthcare providers out there, may not understand. Well, why was it when he sprayed the silver hydrosol in his nose that he, you might understand why he felt better and could smell and taste, because it reduces inflammation of tissue. If there is an infection locally, of course, it eradicates that. And that's great. You can see, okay, good, we've got healing. But why the queasiness? Now, here's a guy, a Vietnam veteran, likely exposed to chemical munitions, even potentially Agent Orange and such. A lot of carcinogens in this man's body. They didn't say that he had cancer or anything, but the polyps are abnormal or disease growth tissue. And he clearly, in my mind, now we were talking casually over this about, well, to his wife, congested excretory pathways. His liver was clogged up. Come on, you don't go through Vietnam and get help from the VA for years and years and years. How many untold drugs has he been on? I don't know. But this is one of those no-brainer perspectives when, you know, you think I'm joking when I say, how do you know if your liver is congested, Robert? I don't know. Well, you're breathing, right? Yeah, you're a Vietnam veteran, right? And because of this, the very little support he got, because he wasn't doing a lot, evidently spraying some in his nose, of immune response. In other words, it helped the white blood cells to do their job more efficiently, helps the immune cells to take care of things. It also has direct interaction with the microbial, let's say, infestation or infection, if that's what it was occurring. And of course, this develops battlefield debris. Just like, you know, if your immune system's kicking aspirin, you know what I'm saying, right? It will, of course, increase debris circulating throughout the body, throughout the blood, to be brought to the liver, where the liver will bind and start getting these things out of the blood, getting it out through the colon or the kidneys and filtering it, getting it out further. That's the detox pathway, just in lay terms, just to get you the basics. And this man had a classic, what we call a Jerish Herxheimer event. That's a fancy way of saying, you know, a homeopath might say a healing crisis or an aggravation. You get worse before you get better, if your liver pathways of elimination are congested. And so we talked about that. She said, you know, that made sense. Somebody at the Whole Foods store even mentioned that. And I talked to her about selenium. I talked to her about some homeopathic detoxifying remedies. I didn't get into coffee enemas. You know, it's kind of an indelicate thing to do. I figure if he wants to call me, you know, or get me a message, I'll call him back and talk a little bit more direct on that issue. But again, fascinating things that you learn out there, and they're very simple, and they make sense. People go, aha. And then they try them, and aha, lo and behold, it actually works. You get in there with your liver detoxifying remedies in place. You do the coffee enemas. You increase your selenium levels. You do your milk thistle, your dandelion, whatever it is that you do to increase glutathione levels. Take your One World Whey. And suddenly the excretory pathways are opening up. And then you can handle, little by little, more by more, if you will, you'll handle the increased immune function. The battlefield debris will not be stuck circulating throughout the body to give you those flu-like symptoms, and you'll get on the other side of it. Some would use alpha-lipoic acid, R-lipoic acid, different things that are available to us to increase and enhance liver detoxification. Remember, there are 1,000 ways, and I'm undercutting this by a great number, to help the liver. A lot of ways, and they're all in the natural world, and that includes the homeopathic world to do so. So that was a very interesting experience, interaction I thought I'd share. Occasionally these things can help you as well. I was just thinking of another story that came through as I talking to, a dizziness issue. Anybody ever have dizziness? Now, this was an interesting story because I talked to another woman. And she had said that she had, you know, well, my first question, of course, if you're dizzy, were you always dizzy? Oh, no, I wasn't always dizzy. It just happened. Well, what happened? Well, yes, a couple of months ago, we went out on a little vacation, my husband and I, and we rented one of those campers. We took it to a, you know, like a campground. And when we ran the air conditioning, that very night, we slept in the air conditioning. It was blowing right on me. I woke up the next morning, and I was dizzy. I said, okay. Could it be that there was some kind of mold or spores or even bacterial issue? I mean, there are any number of things that could have gotten the sinus cavity, the eustachian tubes, the ear canal that could have caused some level of inflammation or minor infection that affected the balancing of the body within the ear, right? And so I said, well, what are you interested in doing for it? Well, she says, well, yeah, that's what I was actually concerned. I said, can I put something in the ear? What do I do? And again, it's interesting how some of these things do come back to silver as one option, because silver also reduces tissue inflammation, right, by down-regulating fibrogenic cytokines, as well as if there's microbial infection. So you could utilize silver in the ear of the right form, of course, a safe form. It's almost homeopathic in its dosage at the 10 ppm parts per million level. And then you could follow up with an ear candle, like the Harmony Cone ear candles. I've interviewed Doc Harmony over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And fascinating, because you'll dry out the ear canal. You will reduce the, let's say, the likelihood by altering the terrain that microbial infection can, you know, withstand the terrain in there. And it's not like pulling out earwax like a Hoover vacuum or a Dyson sphere. It's not like that. Some people are still under the mistaken impression or illusion that an ear candle sucks out wax from ear. It does not. It can dry out the ear canal if there's excessive wax, and then it'll start flaking out naturally. But don't kid yourself. When you look in the ear candle, when it's done and you see all this kind of melted stuff, it's not earwax, okay? Just get that out of the way. Anyway, so she's going to try the silver in the ear, the ear candles. I mentioned also, for those of you who like homeopathic medicine, anybody out there, homeopathic wannabes? Absolutely. Great remedy for dizziness as it relates to the inner ear. It's called Cocculus. Cocculus. C-O-C-C-U-L-U-S. Cocculus. Very simple remedy you take orally for dizziness. Maybe in Meniere's and different things you can take, and it will help to alleviate the symptoms. It doesn't suppress. It's not toxic. There are no side effects. So anybody out there with dizziness, there's no downside. If it doesn't work, no big deal. You're out a few bucks for a little tube of Cocculus. And you can get that at most health food stores or homeopathy overnight or homeopathic.org or .com. So there's a lot of ways you can go in regards to dizziness as well. So those are a couple of stories. I always have a few more. Just sometimes they'll bounce in my sphere, and that just happened to jump in with some recent calls that I had off the air. So if you ever have a question or comment, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Information, education, not advice, right? This is the place we come for health, freedom, and liberty. Every day in media, naturalnewsradio.com, of course. Enter your email address in there. You'll get updated with all the goings on and the news items that you want to read in ways that the mainstream old media doesn't want you to read. We're going to let you know how to do that. So let's take a quick break here. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this. Maybe I'll have time to fit in some of those 9 body parts they say are redundant. Stand by. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs, and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, here we go. I've got to do 9 useless body parts in 9 minutes. Is it possible? This came off of the Mind Body Health section from FoxNews.com, Discovery News, but there's nobody that's claiming responsibility for it. Good thing, because whoever it is would be laughed out of journalism and scientific journalism as an incompetent boob. They say there are 9 body parts that are just, you don't need them. There's no purpose. Talk to the creator. Number 1 is the plica semilunaris, the third eyelid. Now, I've heard of the third eye, but did you know about the third eyelid? Evidently, it's left over from the, the nictitating membrane that we used to have. But I think chickens, lizards, and sharks have it. So, yes, there are some politicians that still have nictitating membranes in Washington, D.C. A few of them will be up on the debate stage tonight with the one human there that, we'll get into that more after the break. Now, that's just one they say, well, you don't need that. No, nobody needs that. How about body hair? Oh, they say, you don't need body hair. It's not worth any. It's not part of the immune system. We were once hairier up till about 3 million years ago, according to this article. We used to be covered with hair. Hey, there are some humans that are still covered with hair like that. But they may or may not be Homo erectus. I don't know. How about adenoids? You know about adenoids? They actually acknowledge that they do something. They say adenoids trap bacteria, but they're also prone to swelling and infection. So you don't need them. Just ask any 7-year-old, it says. Luckily, our adenoids shrink with age and are often removed. Along with, oh my gosh, the tonsils. By the way, why? Because if adenoids trap bacteria, do you think that you might want them? I think there's a purpose for them, but they say they're useless. Well, they just admitted there's a use. Isn't this just like the old media to write these things as well? But then they say, okay, tonsils, who needs those? Well, they're prone to swelling and infection. You don't want tonsils. If you have them by your 30s, it's almost an accomplishment. And in my case, it is an accomplishment because I had so much tonsillitis, I just prayed to God that they wouldn't go in and remove my tonsils. Do you remember they always said, oh, but you'll get lots of ice cream in the hospital when you're done because the cold will feel really good? I said, that's a small consolation for cutting out my body parts. I don't want that. And somehow, I think God looked after me on that one because as sick as I was in my young childhood, they didn't take my tonsils out. By the way, that's part of your lymphoid and immune tissue, part of your defense system. So don't tell me your tonsils are not needed. Oh, this one's my wife would have a field day with this one. They said here, you don't need a coccyx. Sorry, your tailbone's there. Oops, who put that there? You don't need that. They say this is more useful as a game-winning Scrabble word than part of the anatomy, the coccyx, or the tailbone. It's several fused vertebrae left over from the olden days when we had tails. Yeah, this is classic. This ligament and muscle attachment area, the tailbone, it holds the pelvis together. Well, you don't need that, Robert. You don't need your pelvis held. What do you need your pelvis held together? I mean, we could all shake it like Elvis Presley without this. We don't need that. How about the bony protection for the ganglion impar, right? The ganglion impars. We don't need that. Yeah, man, do you want an erection ever again in your life? You don't need the tailbone. You don't need that either, I guess. How about women? Do you want bladder control? Do you want having an ability to hold even one beer, if you happen to drink beer? Make it organic, please. You're not going to be able to do it without the coccyx. Good Lord, who writes this stuff? The next one is the erector pill. Wait a second. Did I read that right? No, it's the erector pili. I guess I was just, my mind was down at the coccyx. What can I do? It was number five. Number six, the erector pili. When we were hairier, the erector pili made the hair stand on end when we needed to appear bigger and scarier. Ooh, ah, just in time for Halloween. Get rid of that erector pili. You might scare the children coming to your door. Now it's just used for goosebumps. I don't want to not be able to have goosebumps. Don't tell me that the erector pili are not good for something. I mean, that's part of the fun of Halloween. Going to watch Thriller. Go to YouTube. Watch Michael Jackson Thriller. You'll get goosebumps, right? I want some erector pili, to get goosebumps. Come on, man. What else don't we need? Well, number seven on the list, the wisdom teeth. Back in the day when we ate mammoth meat off the bone. I think some men still eat mammoth meat. Out there in Texas and Colorado and Wisconsin, Wyoming. When you ate that off the bone and you didn't floss afterwards, your teeth tended to fall out. That's what they say. Yeah, your teeth. Well, I bet they're going to throw fluoride in on this. Well, listen, wait. Just wait for this. Therefore, when these reserve molars, a.k.a. wisdom teeth, came in, they were welcomed. Nowadays, fluoride and dental plans have just made them a huge pain. Oh, those crazy molars there, those big ones. Yeah, thank God for fluoride. Oh, wait a second. They're pulling them out of the municipally treated water supply. Why? Maybe because they're toxic or maybe because it's so darned expensive. However, get the fluoride out. You don't need your wisdom teeth. By the way, some people are born and they don't ever get wisdom teeth. Are those the lizard people with nictitating membranes? I'll have to ask my wife. She doesn't look like a lizard person. How about the appendix? They still cling to this? Come on, Duke University, just a few years ago, acknowledge there was a role for the appendix that God didn't goof. That's right. The appendix was there for a reason because it was the seed house, the storehouse for the good gut ecology. It would replenish back when we used to live in the wild and eat wild stuff, right? And maybe we got some kind of poisoning and we had massive vomiting and diarrhea. This is the acute response to poisoning, and we didn't have the ability to go to the health food store and grab some probiotics. Back in those days, you definitely wanted an appendix because it would reseed, if you will, the good flora that would then be able to be replenished. Duke University figured this out. God didn't goof. But this article obviously is not up on the latest research from Duke. Not that we waited for that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we don't believe in redundancies. Or maybe it's not redundancies, but obsolescence, if you will. Everything that you have is there for a reason. Maybe you don't need to use it as much, but it's there for a reason. No accident, unless you believe we just came together because monkeys on a distant planet were playing piano and somehow came up with the Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Symphony? Symphony. Do I have sympathy for this person who wrote this article? That's why they didn't put their name on it. You don't need an appendix. Of course you do. Of course, when it gets infected, rather than giving you homeopathic phosphorus and silver hydrosol to get rid of the infection, they just cut it out. Now, I realize they can do laparoscopic surgery. It barely leaves a mark. And that's a great improvement over older surgical procedures. But do we even need that? If we know how to utilize holistic medicine, if we know how to eat well, if we know how to care for our body so that the terrain remains balanced and intact, and the environment is a healthy one that provides for the healthy microflora. No, we can't have that. It's just not needed. The appendix, somebody goofed, somebody put it there. Who? I don't know. Could it be aliens from the planet Xenon? Well, whatever it is. There's one more thing on the list. Anybody care to guess what the last of the nine useless body parts are? And this one is definitely the piece de resistance. Excuse me, because I don't speak French. But it's an amazing thing of all the things that you don't need.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Yes, that's right. Male nipples, ninth on the list. I don't know. I'm just reporting to you. I didn't make this up. Anyway, check it out. It's all online, all the links. You'll see how absurd the things are in the news that we have to cover here. Listen, when we come back from this break, We've got a lot more to do. Kurt Linderman is going to join me. They've got a special press conference coming up at the debate site at the Venetian in Las Vegas, the Canary Party, talking about the Gardasil vaccine. We got that. Also, audio from Rush Limbaugh, of all things. Weird. Would I be doing that? Well, there's a reason. It relates to Ron Paul and his economic plan, but you got to stay with me. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. All I got to say now is that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to
wake up!
Thank you.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
Yeah, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
So for those of you who don't know, I started in talk radio. Actually, it goes back to 1994 on WSB in Atlanta, which is a 50,000-watt blowtorch, as they like to call it. It's one of those that you can hear at night. All the way around the world, almost, if you know, at certain times of the year, it just the AM signal that just reflects everywhere. And we were invited on with my mentor to talk about natural medicine, healing, homeopathy, vaccinations. We even talked about AIDS and the fact that in 1994, I went on the air. We talked about the fact that HIV couldn't possibly cause AIDS. Oh my gosh, the switchboards were lit up on this station. At night, I mean, we were on supposed to be on it for an hour, went on for 4 hours. I said, you know what? I think I could do this. It just kind of planted a little seed for the future. I thought, well, you know, this is pretty fun. And the switchboard lit up constantly for the 4 hours. And the guy that was the host said he'd never seen anything like it except for one other topic about boiled peanuts or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I thought, okay, one day I'd like to do this again. And remember, we had Richard Pearl on the program. He's got his own radio show in South Florida. Nice man, has a health food store. And I was on his show way back when in the 90s. And he said, yeah, you could do this. You could do this. He egged me on, right? The guy egged me on. So I, you know, as I had him on here a couple of times, I said, thank you. You kind of stimulated this thought form to do it further. And we did. 99 launched in Atlanta. Eventually got picked up for national syndication by Talk Radio Network. And you know, if we look at the whole and my dad going back, I mean, bless his soul. You know, he's not with us any longer, having passed two or three years now. You know, once it's gone, I know he's having a good time wherever he is. He really introduced me to the genre of talk radio, of real talk. And this was back in the 80s when I was in university and was a typical liberal, you know, blowhard, I guess. I don't know what I was. I didn't really have a lot of thought forms political so much. I mean, I remember Jimmy Carter and meeting him. And of course, Reagan was seemingly a great communicator, rah-rah kind of guy. But, you know, I wasn't really that politically astute way back when as a college age kid, not like the college age kids following Ron Paul today. But, you know, my dad introduced me to talk radio. He says, yeah, this guy, Rush Limbaugh, you got to listen to this guy. He's amazing. The thing was, he was actually entertaining. Those of you don't turn off the computer because I mentioned Rush Limbaugh. Come on, relax. Back in the 80s, this guy was doing something. He personally, single-handedly resuscitated the AM dial in that format, the talk format, of course, after Reagan revoked the so-called fairness doctrine. Now, the guy was entertaining. He was pure entertainment radio, and he also had the conservative bent that never was really out there in media. And so he really did something. He paved the way for everybody, literally, in talk radio today, thanks to Rush Limbaugh. Now, I am not telling you that he's the guru of conservatism, because he's not. He's a big government neoconservative for the most part. We know that here. I can see that here. But I just wanted to give you some lineage as I through the years, got less and less interest in Rush as he became more and more repetitive and more a shill for the Republican Party rather than being a kind of a somewhat new voice on the scene that was actually quite funny. And he could be funny sometimes, but he's kind of lies coasting, in my opinion, for a long time. But again, having said that, now, of course, you know my perspective on Ron Paul, right? The Republicans, if they ever were conservative, the so-called Republican Revolution back in 94, you know, the contract with America on America of Newt Gingrich. I mean, they took over the government and they grew it just as bad as the Democrats in their own right. And so there was no legitimacy to this. And so I'm not much of a Limbaugh aficionado anymore. I'm just not. I mean, I like Savage. I mean, come on, we don't agree with everything he says, but he's been open to me being on his program over the years with a message of health freedom. And Jerry Doyle's a great guy, an independent thinker. He doesn't hold water for any party. And so there are really good talk radio out there. We happen to do it in a different way here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, the voice of health freedom for planet Earth at this point. We got to do it. And so Rush is on here the other day, and they always find, these neoconservatives find ways to dismiss or diss Ron Paul. Occasionally say, oh, he's a nice guy, and yeah, he's good about fiscal stuff, but then they're warmongering conservatism, which is not conservative. They go on and on in ways to dismiss him. But just yesterday, my producer, Super Don, sends me this clip and says, you will not believe what Rush Limbaugh did. Because yesterday, Ron Paul released his initial stages or phases of his economic plan. And so Rush gets a caller on about this and says, we got to do something. We're going bankrupt. We don't have the money. To $2.3 trillion. We're not going to make it. Limbaugh says, you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you.
You're not going to believe my answer. Ron Paul has a good idea.
Really?
I knew you wouldn't believe. Kevin Williamson, writing at the Corner, National Review Online. It's actually a Politico report. Ron Paul is about to show the Republican presidential field what a serious fiscal reform plan looks like. He is going to propose $1 trillion in real spending cuts. He is going to propose immediately freezing spending by numerous government agencies back to 2006 levels, the last time Republicans had complete control of the federal budget.
Yeah, Rush is astonished here. He's going to show the rest of the field. So he's praising Ron Paul at this point. Shock among shocks, going back to the freezing the levels, 2006, the last time the Republicans had control of the House and the Senate. And I believe at that time, the presidency, although what George Bush was, I'll never know. Maybe he was a lizard with nictitating membranes that I mentioned in last segment, the nine things you don't need, evidently. But Rush keeps going on here. It's amazing. And if Rush becomes Rush again in a little while. But let's hear a little bit more.
Beyond that, the EPA would see a 30% cut. The Food and Drug Administration would see a 40% cut.
See, I like that, but I'd like to see a 100% cut in the FDA. That's just me, knowing what I know about the evil FDA. But a 40% cut, it's a good start. That's what I'll call it, a really good start. So far, Rush is on board.
Foreign aid would be zeroed out immediately.
Amen.
And he would take an axe to Pentagon funding for wars.
Now, I can't believe that he's not freaking out at this point, right? He just says it like, he'll take an axe to Pentagon funding for wars, which if you see, and I'll have this linked at the blog at robertscadbell.com, he was interviewed, Ron Paul was interviewed yesterday by Wolf Blitzer, number of interviews today, but the Wolf Blitzer one I was referring to, he actually said, no, there's a difference between defense spending, because they all want to say he's cutting defense. No, he's cutting militarism. corporate welfare for the military-industrial complex, which is different. But Rush didn't react here, so.
Medicaid, food stamps, family support programs, the children's nutrition program would all be block granted to the states and removed from the mandatory spending column of the federal budget.
See, interesting here, for those of you who say, oh, he's going to gut the welfare, you know, society. All those people that are desperate need stamps. No, he's going to block grant it to the states so that they're tided over. The states can more efficiently run these programs than a federal bureaucracy in the swampland that was reclaimed that is now known as 10 Mile Square, that Washington, D.C. So anybody going to tell me that Ron Paul's going to gut the welfare people, the people that are dependent? He's the only guy that has a plan to salvage it for them so that those that are dependent are not thrown out on the streets.
Some functions of eliminated departments such as Pell Grants would be continued elsewhere in the federal bureaucracy.
See, and Republicans don't have a problem with that. Pell Grants, I know about Pell Grants. I mean, they're just grants the government gives. I mean, they take money from you, from anybody out there, and they say, we'll give it to some people who may need it. But the reason that college, university is so expensive is because these grants and loans were made possible. That allowed them to jack prices up to extraordinary levels, way beyond even the rate of so-called inflation, right? The increase or increasing of the money supply. And it was because of the government's theft. And it was either through taxation or through inflation, which is just basically the printing of money. Republicans don't really have any problem with that, but Ron Paul does, as should you, because it steals from the middle class and the poor much more than it harms the rich.
The federal workforce would be reduced by 10%. The president's pay would be cut to $39,336. That's a level that Ron Paul says is approximately equal to the median personal income of the American worker. Now, throw that out. That's silly symbolic stuff.
Well, silly symbolic stuff people can appreciate, because look at the fat cats in Washington right now with the salaries they're getting, whether it be Obama as president. Someone will say, well, it's a hard job. He should be paid 400 grand plus bennies. Listen, you don't have to pay for anything. Your food is covered. Your housing is covered. Really? Do you need 400 grand extra for that? Okay, you call me if you think a president needs to be paid that much money. Reduce the salary of everybody. Look, Ron Paul doesn't even take the medical coverage, doesn't even take the pension, that these cushy pensions that they get, because he says it's not right. Why should I be stealing from the American people? They can't get that. Who has the integrity of Ron Paul? Tell me. Who stands up for health, freedom, and liberty like Ron Paul? Now, Rush Limbaugh is actually acknowledging it, but he's going to sort of try and take the knees right out from Ron Paul in a moment, you'll hear. This is more like the Rush you've come to know and love, maybe.
But what this indicates is something, folks, that we have got to face if we are serious about this. Fooling around the margins on all this spending isn't going to get it done. A 2% tax cut here or a 3% tax variation over there, not going to fix what's wrong.
No problem with that, Rush. We're on board. We want to reduce the size and scope of government. If you tinker around the edges, it's kind of like Republicans saying, I know how we'll cut the budget, Mitt Romney will say. We'll end loopholes. We'll fraud. There's a lot of fraud in Medicare. Let's cut that. You know, a fraction of a penny on the dollar. That's not to say fraud's good, but the whole federal government is fraud at this point.
Genuine big spending cuts are the only thing that is going to bring us back into some semblance of ideas. Now, these are not really Ron Paul's ideas.
Ah, here it comes. Rush had to throw this in there. It's like, well, Ron Paul couldn't have thought of this himself. Rush, where did Ron Paul come up with these ideas? Do tell. Pray tell. Do tell.
They are ours.
Ours? Whose?
On this program, I myself, El Rushbo, have suggested freezing spending at 2008 levels, and I said...
Wait. But Rush said go back to 2006. So he borrowed that from you but went 2 years earlier? Why would he do that? I wonder.
We had enough. In fact, I said, you guys are Democrats, you're running around and you're talking about how great the Clinton years were. Let's freeze. Let's take spending back to that level. You said Clinton produced a boom. Let's go back to those years. Let's do that. So Paul is stealing that idea.
He's stealing that idea. Ron Paul has been saying this long before you were scratching on the airwaves. 30 years ago. Ron Paul has been saying this. Rushbo, I am appreciative that you would acknowledge that Ron Paul has done good work here. And maybe some of your ditto heads will actually acknowledge that the one conservative in the race that doesn't play party politics but plays constitutional politics, that is, if it's not in the Constitution, don't do it. And if you're limited by the Constitution, don't do that which you have no authority to do. But Rushette Ice, he stole it from me.
The EPA, we've long been an advocate of this, eliminating whole bureaucracies. But nobody on our side's ever really seriously proposed it, and Ron Paul's going to.
Yes, and where were you, El Rushbo, when George W. Bush was running up deficits and not eliminating any cabinet positions, not reducing the EPA, the FDA, the Department of Education, the Department of Energy? No, these are not conservatives in the true sense of the word, like Barry Goldwater conservatives. These are neoconservatives, pseudo-liberals, who knows what the definitions are, but lovers of big government, just a big government that's a little bit different than the Democrats. Where the Republicans might claim to be for family values, they might also kowtow to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the military industrial complex together, both of which are causing a lot of destruction and mayhem on planet Earth. I perhaps think, you know, maybe you would argue that I'm all wrong on this, but it would argue that the medical industrial complex is more dangerous because they pretend to be here to help you. At least with the military, you know what they're there for. But Ron Paul suggests cutting the military budget, not the defense budget, and that is also an important distinction to make. There is nobody else up on that stage tonight in the debate that will defend the health freedom of all Americans, especially those of you in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, those of you that read natural news every day. Nobody up there will defend liberty. And, you know, I had a guy, a nice man, Robert Fishman, a doctor. He's got a pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy. He tries to persuade people off of drugs. I like him. I respect him. And he was on my Sunday show while we were doing the anti-GMO rally. And he said, well, Ron Paul can't win. I said, listen, you hadn't been following what's going on with the new media. Talk to him off the air about it. And he doesn't know. He's just like following the, still the, you know, they're locked in at a certain age to the ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, whatever. There's a whole other world happening. Now, Rush Limbaugh acknowledges Ron Paul. Is the world coming to an end? What is happening here? The change is on. Remember the old, was it called the old adage? First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they fight you. Then you win. Dr. Ron Paul may be entering stage four here as the Robert Scott Bell Show kicks into gear this second hour. The debate tonight, we'll have some updates on the debate tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with other special things that we're going to be covering. Looking forward to that. I think we're going to finally get, well, finally, I say, I love having Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We could only squeeze him in on Monday, on Advanced Medicine Monday, for one segment, but hoping to have him on for more of a full-on hour on tomorrow's show. We'll see if we can schedule that. We'll talk about also Black This Out, the media blackout of Ron Paul. What's it going to be, boy and girl? What's it going to be, media? What's it going to be, big government? Are you going to run and hide? Are you going to try to do something else to ignore the one guy who understands the dilemma we are in? I mean, the caller to Rush Limbaugh's show did. He said it emphatically. We don't have the money. It's gone. It's done. See, I linked the interview with Wolf Blitzer. It's not there. There isn't any money when they complain that, well, what are you going to do? You're going to get rid of the Department. What are we going to do about the nuclear bombs? Wolf Blitzer's going, we can't make any more nuclear bombs. It's like, do we have enough nuclear bombs to blow planet Earth up 20 times already? We need more of those? Is that what Wolf Blitzer's doing on CNN? These people are absolutely desperate. Listen, I went long. It's a little political healing here and economic healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming up next after the break, we've got Kurt Linderman from Linderman Live. He is going to be there at the debate this afternoon, tonight, in the Venetian in Las Vegas with the Canary Party, a special press conference. We're going to talk about that after the break. Stay with me, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL, naturalnewsradio.com. Enter your email address. We got lots more healing to do. We'll be right back.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show? bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little later tonight, there's another debate for the Republican nomination. They're trying to figure out which of the Republicans, or could it be Ron Paul, the only guy talking some sense. But during that debate, prior to that debate, in fact, there's going to be a press conference that I won't be live on the air at the time, but I want to report on it. And we have someone who's going to be there for the Canary Party. And he's the Missouri rep of the Canary Party. His name, Kurt Linderman. He has his own radio program 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, called Linderman Live. And he's at autismone.org. But right now, we got him on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Kurt, glad to have you with me.
Robert, my friend, I'm very happy to be on.
Well, you have got a press conference, 3 o'clock Pacific time, with the Canary Party. But I think it would be curious, I'm sure everybody's curious, is like, well, what is the press conference about? You're hanging out off the Republican debate. What are you going to do? What are you going to talk about?
Well, I'll tell you, the main thing that we're going to talk about at this particular event is the Gardasil vaccine, particularly since it was brought up by Michelle Bachmann and other candidates during previous debates regarding the debacle that happened with Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Right.
What he did a couple of years ago, mandating the vaccine for teenage girls, was just ridiculous, not taking it through the legislature. And some of the other candidates in the debates really took him to the set him on the coals for
that. Yeah, raked him over the coals, and rightfully so. Bachmann, of course, Ron Paul has always been in our camp as far as the freedom to opt in instead of opting out, as Rick Perry said. Well, what part of opting out do these parents not understand?
Well, that's the thing that just gets me. How can you opt out of something when you're not given the proper information to make an informed decision? Plus, the whole idea of informed consent.
Right.
That's what we need. Because if a doctor told you the truth about vaccines, particularly in this case, the Gardasil vaccine, I can't imagine one parent getting the truth and saying, yes, give that to my daughter.
Right. And for those of you new to Kurt Linderman, I'll let everybody know why you're so passionate about this, why you become a warrior dad on this issue and anything related to vaccines.
Well, I'm the father of a vaccine-injured son. I took a perfectly healthy, walking, talking, beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby boy of 20 months old into the doctor's office. He had previously had some ear infections and what have you that our doctor had said, you know, hey, we can't vaccinate him right now because he's been ill. He's been on antibiotics and what have you, which a lot of pediatricians don't even concern themselves.
No, honestly, I'm surprised that your pediatrician was awake enough to actually acknowledge that and warn you not to do it during that time. Of course, the antibiotics, as we know, what they do to the gut on top of what the vaccines did. But so at that point in time, at least he was being honest and open with you about it. But what happened next?
Well, the doctor was a she, and she finally told my wife, hey, look, Caden is behind on his vaccines. We've got to get him caught up. You've got to keep him healthy. So, us being the sheeple that we were, to be honest with you, and there is quite a level, and especially in the autism community, there's quite a level of parental guilt.
Right.
When you realize that what you've done has caused this injury. And my wife was just fanatic. We have older children, and it was, you can't have friends over. You're not going anywhere. You have to stay healthy because we have to keep Caden healthy so he can get caught up.
Wow.
And then the day we went to the doctor's office, and like I said, my walking, talking, above the curve, young little boy walked in there and got his vaccines. He got 9 vaccines and 6 shots.
Oh, my gosh.
In one day.
Wow.
And literally within an hour, the uncontrolled screaming, the high fever, later that night, the exploding diarrhea, the vomiting, the once again, the screaming that didn't stop, diarrhea that didn't stop for 4.5 years, Robert. And and we just didn't know what to do. And our doctor kept on telling us, well, you know, it's just a reaction. It's no big deal. He's sick. He's been sick. And just kept on moving us along,
four and a half years.
When we finally realized, when we finally realized that it was the vaccines, we decided to become proactive and started learning everything we could about it. And, you know, we've got him being treated. I'm happy to say my son is about to be 10 years old, and he is 65% recovered, going to a school, making straight A's, and no thanks to any allopathic physician out there whatsoever.
Right. Well,
and to add, Robert, in the recent news, Dr. Usman in Chicago is the one that's being put to the coals right now. The Illinois Medical Association is talking about taking her license. That doctor, that particular doctor, is the one responsible for my son's recovery.
Really? Well, this is something that they can't have, a doctor straying far from the electrified fence of vaccinology. We need to obviously get you back on to talk more about that, but I wanted everybody to understand why you became a warrior dad, and I've talked about the issues of guilt that parents feel, but you know, those that are doing the work that you are putting that energy into something positive to prevent any other child from having to suffer that same fate. And thank God you were able to find a doc to help you, you know, recover. You know, that's why I have Dr. Batar on my show every Monday with Advanced Medicine, because he had to do the same with his own son and then help many others. So that's a message that has to get out here. So if we get back to the Canary Party press conference on this very issue, do we have parents also are going to be there to talk to the press, or is this just the spokespeople from the national organization?
No, actually, we are going to have people from the Canary Party. But the tragic but wonderful thing for us is that we will be having parents and young women who have been directly affected by this vaccine that will be coming out and giving their statements. So we hope that the media shows up, but we hope that the media gives these young ladies the respect that's due them for having to go through the horrible things that they've had to go through as a direct result of the Gardasil vaccine. I think that's going to be the absolute most powerful message out there. We're going to have the young ladies that were actually hurt by this vaccine speaking in their own words.
Yeah, that's very powerful. And, of course, I want to hear from you, and we'll get a chance to talk to you following the event sometime, time permitting. I know it's going to be pretty busy there. But also, if the Canary Party does post the conference, hopefully somebody will videotape it up to the website or somewhere we can link it. I want to make sure everybody in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience can get a look at it.
Well, you are in luck with that, Robert, because I happen to be the one videotaping it.
Ah, fantastic. I got right to the source, Kurt. I'm glad that we got that. So are there specific things that you're addressing regarding the Republican candidates to get their attention, or is it more directed to the press and keeping the awareness on this? Because the next big issue beyond the Rick Perry at the debate is the California legislature, largely comprised of Democrats, pushing through with Governor Brown this mandate again, if you will, on as young as 12 years old without even getting parental consent to get this Gardasil shot.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's the most criminal thing I've ever heard of. And I've written an article on my website directly to that point. I think the thing that we have to look at here is I'm a political being. I've always loved politics. I remember being a very, very young boy and watching the whole Watergate thing. I've always been fascinated by politics. And the thing about this is this seems to be universal corruption, if you will. It is, you've got Perry on the old, what they claim to be the ultra-conservative side. You've got Brown on the ultra-liberal side. And they all bow to the altar of vaccinology. And that's what I find particularly criminal. Now, with the Brown issue, we're talking more about parental rights and the whole idea of taking the parents away from the equation and placing the state, the nanny state, in charge of your children. And I think that's where we can make a big impact within the Republican Party. Now, the Canary Party is 100% bipartisan. We are not Republican. We make up the whole spectrum. Some of us are liberal. Some of us are conservative, Republican, Democrat, independent. The issue with that is particularly the parental rights issue, and that's something that we would really like to bring up and get part of that back into the news regarding Gardasil in the Republican debate.
Yeah, I think so. That's a winning, let's say, platform, because very few are going to stand against parental rights on the Republican side of things, based on the rhetoric at least. We know Dr. Ron Paul's position in here. Michelle Bachmann, who is fading in the polls now, unfortunately, for this issue, is also strongly in favor of parents making these decisions. We know where Rick Perry is, that he's fading as well. But Mitt Romney, I don't know if he's a known or unknown on the issue, if he has any clue about it. The concern I have for Romney is that he's funded largely by Goldman Sachs, the people that were, you know, largely responsible for the same economic crisis we're still in.
There's no doubt about that. And, you know, the other thing that would concern me about Romney is the Romney Care deal.
Yeah.
That really concerns me as well, because a lot of that has to do with the public health spectrum and the whole idea of preventive health, if you want to call it that, regarding vaccines, very similar to the Obamacare. So that's frightening to me as well.
Sure. Now, it's interesting to note, I have a lot of friends who are left-leaning, and they're concerned. They like Ron Paul and a lot of things, but they're worried. It's like, oh, well, he's going to cut all benefits to everybody for everything. And his plan, of course, I've covered it, is the only thing that would salvage the people that are dependent upon government, to try and wean them off over time, as opposed to being completely bankrupt in their hose. But at the same time, I think the state should be responsible for coercing and duping the parents who have these vaccine-injured children. It's much like the soldiers that have been sent overseas and end up coming back injured psychologically or otherwise. And the, you know, I think the government owes them, unfortunately, the people that allow this to happen owe them the care that they need, having been put in that situation. And so this is a very, very sticky situation that we see arising. If there's a total bankruptcy, many, many families with vaccine-injured children maybe SOL with no money because the government goes completely kaput.
well, we're already SOL.
Yeah.
That's just simply the way it is. I mean, just a couple of years ago, you look at the issue with the omnibus, the autism omnibus proceedings. In order to fix all of the problems out there regarding vaccines, in order to justly compensate parents, and I don't know if you can justly compensate those that we've lost our children to this, these issues. And I'm not talking just about autism, you know.
Sure.
That in and of itself would break the bank.
Yeah.
There are far too many injured. The idea is to stop the pharma influence, the medical industrial complex that is out there,
right,
to stop their influence. And that's the key. Now, the money that's involved, is that possible? I truly don't know. But that's one of our major issues with the Canary Party, is to know the truth. Give us the truth and let us, as parents, make an informed decision.
Sure, and if there were justice, you could go after the pharmaceutical companies that are responsible as well, although that's where the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act came and deflected that responsibility and relieved them of their liability, which is a whole other issue, because in the Organic American Republic, you could not create kings, and that's what they have done by granting sovereignty, if you will, and immunity, that they call sovereign immunity, to the pharmaceutical industrial complex on this and any other issue. And of course, because of the bankruptcy that is apparent, California sold out the children to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, Merck specifically, on this Gardasil issue.
Absolutely. I mean, nowhere else on this planet, with no other product, do you make a product. I mean, it's the perfect plan as far as the vaccine manufacturers go. You create a product, you get government funding and NIH funding in order to make these vaccines, in order to develop them. In many cases, most of the money is government funded. And then you create this product, and the government actually mandates that people take this product, so you don't have to worry about marketing. And then the government protects the manufacturers against liability. It's nowhere else on the planet, with no other product, could you have such a perfect plan for industry.
Yeah, it's horrible. We know that, and you know, my heart, as you know, goes out to you and every other family out there. And you know, the Robert Scott Bell Show is also dedicated to this level of awareness, so we can stop this, and that no other child should have to suffer this, and get justice for those who have been damaged at the very any way possible. If it is at all possible, we want to try and do that. Nobody can compensate you for the loss of a child, but thank God you were able to find a way to get your child mostly back on board to the human, you know, experience, which they're taken out of via these vaccines.
Well, and I'll tell you, every blog that I write, every time I stop a mother and father on the street with a young baby and hand them my card, every time I hear back from somebody that's listened to the radio show and said, I turned on my sister who's having a baby, and she's listening, and she's not going to do this, she's going to become informed, that's payment.
Yes.
That is payment. We've got a very large club. We don't need any more members.
No, we don't want any more members. We'd like to see if it can be reduced. And, of course, you're doing that great work, Kurt, and I appreciate you. And, of course, a warrior dad that you are. We need more warrior dads and moms to defend children yet to go through this and help to recover those that have been lost, hopefully only temporarily, to this. The Canary Party, available at canaryparty.org. Kurt Linderman has his Linderman Live 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern time on those days, all of this week, because of the events going on out there in Las Vegas. You can catch he's doing the videography, in fact, of this press conference later today, 3 p.m. Pacific time, at the prior to the debate tonight at the Venetian in Las Vegas. Fascinating what's going on, Kurt. I wish you all the best with that, and I'll look forward to hearing from you afterwards so we can get an update.
Well, I sure do appreciate the opportunity to talk about this, and I can guarantee you I will give you updates and get you the video and everything we need to continue getting this message out there. Hopefully the debate participants will be out there. They've all been invited. hopefully they'll come before the debate to hear what we have to say and do it with an open mind.
Yeah, that would be it. Kurt, keep up the great work. I know you will. That's Kurt Linderman, Linderman Live, as well as the canaryparty.org and autism1.org. All of those links are up at the blog today at robertscottbell.com. Thanks again, Kurt.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, Robert.
So if you're in the Las Vegas area this afternoon, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, this is originally airing on October 18th, Tuesday. Check it out at the Venetian prior to the Republican debates there. Ron Paul will be there, and the Canary Party now is officially going to be there as well. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more powerful healing right here on the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. You know it. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
This next story should have been one that was left on the cutting room floor or the drug room floor or some, maybe the nine body parts that they don't want you to know about or don't want you to have. This relates to the Pink Ribbon campaign, the breast cancer campaign. We got to be aware of breast cancer. Guess this. Drugs like chemotherapy, they cause, and very toxic drugs they are,
toxic drugs they are, yes they are.
They, listen, they're so toxic that they cause bone loss in the women who go on them. Now, this happens because you are just desperately leaching the minerals from your bones just to defend yourself against the toxic chemo. I will call it not therapy, but chemotoxicity. And because you're leaching the minerals, you would think, wow, we're intelligent. We have doctorates. Maybe, just maybe, we should increase the mineral intake of the women we put on chemotoxicity medicines, drugs. Well, no, it couldn't be that simple. We need a drug to do that. That's right. Come on down. Let's bring that drug on in here. Drugs fight chemo-related bone loss in women. But it's only found effective in postmenopausal women. How absurd is this? That the drugs cause the bone loss. The absolute bone loss coming from because of toxic drugs. And then they create a drug that says, well, we can help your bones with that drug. Yeah, it's in one of those osteoporosis drugs. And it's potential bone loss due to cancer-fighting drugs, which are not cancer-fighting drugs. They're just so toxic that the fast, rapidly reproducing cells, which include the so-called cancer cells, are more, let's say, damaged or harmed by the chemotoxicity. This drug is called zoledronic acid. It's made by Novartis. Was found only effective in postmenopausal women. But there's a pink ribbon on it, so it's got to be good. It's probably not going to work for women who are peri- or premenopausal, says lead study author Dr. Adam Brufsky. You should know about your bone health after getting breast cancer therapy and talk to your doctor about it, as they destroy your connective tissue integrity by robbing you of every last trace element that you have, in a desperate defense against the toxic poisons that your oncologist is so happy to give you, but who your same oncologist will not give his wife or her husband or his daughter or son or grandkid. They know better. They are seeking out homeopathy. They are seeking out naturopathy. They are seeking out people like Dr. Nick Gonzalez while they poison you or your loved ones. They don't care. It's money in their pocket. I don't know how they sleep at night except for the fact that they're probably on Ambien and Lunesta in the veins. They're mainlining the stuff. More than 600 postmenopausal women with early breast cancer participated in this 5-year study published in the journal Cancer. Each of the women was getting the aromatase inhibitor letrozole, which is a drug that helps stop the production of estrogen to prevent the growth of breast cancer cells. The downside of these life-saving, as they claim them, drugs is the potential for bone loss and fractures if taken over a long period of time, which is the case with many breast cancer patients. In the study, the researchers found the drug to be safe and effective, but Brawley warns that zoledronic acid may cause kidney dysfunction, joint pain, or serious jaw problems if a patient gets dental surgery or treatment while using the medication, or if you chew too hard. Yeah, it's like the Fosamax, the biphosphonates, right? Bisphosphonate, how they say this stuff. In any case, if you're on them and you get fossy jaw, you won't be able to speak very well anyway because it stops the breakdown of bone tissue, which is normally replaced by healthy new cells. It's a normal process of cleansing the old and bringing in with the new, something the doctors would not acknowledge if it knocked them over the head with a femur bone removed from one of their patients that they so willingly poisoned to death. I'm sorry to be so graphic and direct in this, but it's just disgusting. 9 body parts you don't need, but here's some chemotherapy you do. And when you lose your bone integrity, we'll give you a drug. No, we don't need minerals. Why are the minerals being leached from the bones, robbed from the bone? Well, we don't care about that. We just need to attack our patients so that they'll live. They'll live? A chemotherapeutic chicken and they're going to live? Well, this doctor says, this Brawley guy, because I would encourage patients to discuss concerns about osteoporosis with their doctors if they're getting breast cancer treatment. Well, you could be happy to know here that zoledronic acid from the planet Zoledron is currently approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Well, that's reason enough not to take it, don't you think? Well, that's what I think here. Why not increase selenium levels? And by the way, if you want bone integrity, remember silica, 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 or silicon. No, not silicon, silicon. And of course, you can get it from the horsetail extract, or if you get it from the concentrated tea of the horsetail extract, then you have now a more bioavailable form than ever before, and a more concentrated form that can get you more than you could ever get before, a therapeutic value. And if you want to shore up your connective tissue and your bone, you know, that means your bones as well, your skeletal tissue, including the coccyx that we said that you didn't need, one of the nine body parts you didn't need, men, women, no, you don't need that. Then you want a lot of silica. And you take the silica challenge. I remember I had Christopher Barr on a while back. We talked about the silica challenge, taking about 5,000 milligrams of the whole food. That means the food-grown silica every day. And watch what happens to skeletal integrity, connective tissue integrity, neurological integrity as well, vascular elasticity and integrity and strength. Imagine that, all with silica. And we would, of course, increase magnesium. I don't mean to overlook magnesium. I don't mean to overlook boron. I don't mean to overlook strontium either. Yes, calcium a little bit, but it's overused. Last week we covered that issue with our Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Remember that? Covering the phony vitamin study that said vitamins are going to kill you, but chemotherapy. We all have chemotherapeutic deficiency diseases, don't we? We all need this stuff, right? No. This is the brainwashing. This is the pharmaceutical pill pushing. The priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism insists, you must have these drugs or else you will die. Oh, man, I get so tired of covering this, but I am happy to do so for those who have not yet woken up to this reality so that we can have one less needless iatrogenic disease or casualty to the war on cancer. Yes, that is worth speaking up. That is worth fighting for. This is what we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got one more segment to wrap up today's show. I hope that you are enjoying it as much as I am. 866-939-BELL. If you like it, if you don't, let me know. 866-939-2355. All of the great stuff linked up at robertscottbell.com. Remember, naturalnewsradio.com. Enter your email address if you have not done so already. That'll help us out to get the word out to everybody or forward it on to your friends. Whatever you got to do, get the message out. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. We're coming right back after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show and you want to know where to get the food grown nutrients that I utilize here for myself and my family and friends, anybody who asks, most of the stuff I get through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, a wonderful man. His father, Chuck, who passed away not too long ago, was a wonderful man, and he dedicated his life to help so many. He lived an extra, 20 years beyond what the doctor said because he had a form of cancer, and he went natural. And God bless him and his son for carrying on the tradition and the mission to get the good whole food nutrients that kept him alive and well for many years beyond what the doctor said he would be living. And Jonathan, hats off to you for being out there. Thanks for your support of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give him a call at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. That's where you can get the silica that could be part of a whole, let's say, nutrient replenishment to restore skeletal integrity and so many other things that we do here. And that's in response largely to this garbage chemotherapy study. We need a drug to replenish the bones of those we killed in women who had breast cancer with chemotherapy. Well, there's more to it than that. Also, the endocrine disrupting thing. Remember Dr. Teresa Dale. We should be able to get her on, maybe even squeeze her on this week. I hope to have her back. I want to talk more about some of these endocrine issues, whether it be breast cancer, also uterine issues, uterine fibroids. How about ovarian fibroids and cysts? Wouldn't you want to know about that? But Dr. Teresa Dale is at wellnesscenter.net. She has a great saliva test you could do in the comfort of your own home. Send it out. Get a complete panel and a program to get your endocrine system back in line. Listen, I cover a lot of stuff here. And yes, I have to go into political healing and economic healing as well as physiological health and healing because everything's connected to everything. The hip bone's connected to the, right? The pelvis connected to the coccyx. But you don't need that, according to modern medicine and the dunderheads who won't sign their name to these stupid articles that I have to cover. I'm sorry. Did I get negative there? It was a funny article, wasn't it? It was a lighthearted read that we did. The nine body parts you don't need. There's a lot of great experts that I'll bring on that are genuine experts, not the pseudo experts from big government and big pharma, that have a lot of great options, a lot of knowledge to share with you, whether it be books, whether it be products or services. And all I would ask is you give them the opportunity to help you because they are giving me the opportunity to do that, which is not easy in an old media that is dominated by pharmaceutical interests, big government interests that want to regulate freedom and health and healing right out of existence so that we're all just a medical class of slaves and that's it. Not here, not now, not ever. So please, all I'd ask you to do is say thanks to those who support us here on Natural News Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media. Now, what else do we have to get, give, whatever? I mean, the gift of healing, right? I know that some of you just want to hear about, just tell me what to take, Robert. Just tell me. I would be bored out of my mind if all I was doing was rattling off a list of ailments and illnesses and here, take this and here, take that. If that's what you want, and listen, look, go. Who's the guy that retired? Go listen to some archives from Dr. Dean Edsel. Of course, you're not going to get good information with him. I don't know how people listen to him without falling asleep. But, I mean, this show is about so much more than that. It's about life itself. It's about liberty. It's about the freedom to heal. It's about the freedom to live a life that you believe is right for you to help those around you. Do you have a mission to heal? Do you have a mission to do anything? It's all fair game as long as you're violating no one else's rights. And I reiterate here, your rights end where mine begin and vice versa. And if you think you have a right to health care, those of you new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, that means you have a right to hold a gun to the head of a doctor of your choosing, and he or she must give you what you want because you have a right to health care, right? But that means you have a right to thieve. You have a right to steal. You have a right to threaten. You have a right to defraud your neighbor who may or may not be a doctor, but you want something from them because you believe you have a right to health care. No, you have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is property. Beyond that, no. You have a right to give away your services freely should you so desire, or even sell them to the highest bidder, what the market will bear. But no longer do we acknowledge that in these United States. Now we live in a medical police state, a tyranny. And that is why the Robert Scott Bell Show has to cover, why I have to cover all of these topics that go well beyond, oh my gosh, you got a hangnail here, take this remedy, which I also do. So thank you for traveling with me on this journey every day here. And appreciate all those who contributed today. Of course, Super Don, as well as Kurt Linderman from the Canary Party. Check it out. We'll hope to have him on real soon to follow up on how that press conference goes later today. I've got all those links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Thank you once again for being here. I can't express my gratitude any other way than to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We'll be right back.